Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Wow. Thanks for being the amazing resource and thought leader that you are to small businesses, entrepreneurs, and growing companies around this planet and intergalactically.
20 years of fabulous shows, incredible guests, fun with you.
20 years of being a small business champion.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show and the third decade of the 21st century. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with Karen Kerrigan, President of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, SBECouncil.org. Karen, tell us about SBE Council.
You bet, Jim. We are an advocacy, research, and education organization dedicated to protecting small business, promoting entrepreneurship. We've been doing this now for 26 years. And just working on a range of initiatives, policy, private sector initiatives, to basically strengthen the whole ecosystem for startups and small business growth. So check us out, sbecouncil.org, and all the social media platforms are there as well. We'd love to have you as a member, if you're listening in, and or just sign up for our e-news for free to find out more about what we do, how we benefit you, and how you can get involved in our
I encourage you folks to join SBE Council, become a member, and contribute. I promise you it'll be an awesome investment for all of us. Hey, Karen, there's something going on right now in the marketplace that's never happened before. Corporations now have the financial and the information power that no corporations have ever had before. When Ford, when U.S. Steel, when Standard Oil, when IBM, when AT&T had at their height of success, they didn't have the control or the information about individuals and the money, relatively speaking, even then. That Google has, that Facebook has, that Amazon has, that Apple has, that Microsoft has. These companies are, frankly, in my opinion, they're so big that there's no way they can't be dangerous. I think they're threatening to America. What do you think?
Well, Jim, it's going to be interesting to see in May when the Democrats. They put out their report in October of last year. The Democrats have reports. The Republicans on the Judiciary Committee, the Subcommittee on Antitrust, had their minority report, to see how far they go in terms of, these 10 bills that they're going to unveil that will break up, quote-unquote, big tech, okay?
Yeah.
So, in my opinion, the Democrat bill, it would just eviscerate, the entire technology industry and, these particular companies that you're talking about. And in the end, that approach is going to, hurt many of the small businesses
right.
that use the platforms, advertise on the platforms, not allowing an entrepreneur to sell their business, to one of these technology companies. So it really goes at the heart and soul of the sort of the innovative ecosystem, of America. So the Democrat approach is going to basically do what China and all of our international competitors want to do to big tech.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing the job, of the EU and China that they want to. So they're sitting back and letting, the U.S.
But how China, do we, how do we allow the free flow of technology and innovation and how do we get, but these companies have crossed the line, Karen. They're being abusive. They're becoming political. They're infringing on speech. Amazon is doing things that are hurting small businesses. Yes, they help a lot of them, but never believe that Amazon is on the side of a small business. They're never going to be that way. When you see Amazon Web Services and Apple and Google crush a competitor in the form of Parler, that's Ford would never have been allowed to crush GM or vice versa. What do you think?
Jim, I think, Parler is an outlier example. I've seen some of the content, on the site. And I'm for free speech. You know what I mean? I really am. I mean, some of that was just.
But there's no way to justify Amazon being able to do that, though, Karen, regardless of what they said. It's not Amazon. Amazon is not the keeper of speech.
Well, you know what? It's like, this is why I think some of, and I have some empathy for the bigger companies in this regard. They're damned if they do, damned if they don't.
Yeah.
Can I say that on radio?
You can. No, you can say that. But they've damned themselves. They've created this bed that they're going to have to lie in. And we're going to continue, you and I are going to continue to debate this and discuss this as we go forward. I know you'll come back soon and keep us posted on how things are going. But unfortunately, we've got to wrap it up.
Absolutely. We need to look at that legislation for sure, Jim. Okay,
so
we can
talk
specifics at that point.
SBEcouncil.org, ladies and gentlemen. She's awesome. Karen, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.